surveillance cameras for clues. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
And again, we're seeing a rally to start the day on Wall Street. The Dow's up 117, but gold is actually down a dollar an ounce this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 7:05 on August the 15th.
And today's back to school day.
Yeah, back to school day. For
everybody.
No. It's for Shasta County, and then for Shasta County schools, and then the Redding schools are going to start on Wednesday. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. The chat room's already started, and in this is, John and Phil, and you see who else. There's just a bunch of people just jumping on, as they should. We're going to have a good day today. We're going to be talking cancer awareness, but then we're going to have Monty Hyde on. Monty is a retired highway patrolman who's been in, has written, dozens and dozens of articles for the
Record Searchlight.
That's right. And so we are going to have him on. I mean, we've got a number of things we're going to be talking about. Today, Bad Bob is doing another job for us, and Just Bob's here. Good morning, Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
You did a great job on the news. Well, you always do in the morning. Enjoy it.
That's right. Now,
the only thing
wrong is that, now you're not available to ask, Just Bob, when he gets off the air, just makes another big pot of coffee. And so now you can't do that. But
I made one.
But, and speaking of somebody that can do everything and do it well, here she is. Good morning, Linda.
Is she in the room?
She is here.
Oh, I didn't.
She is Linda.
Oh, well, gee, I just am so flattered. Welcome to the program, and you're going to give me that weather sheet there pretty soon. But before we go there, I would like to, here it is. Good morning. Good Monday morning. Actually, I feel ready for the day. How about you, Carl?
Oh, no, I'm always ready.
You feel ready?
Always ready.
No, I think we
have a big day today.
We have a big week.
Yeah. You know what? One of the things we're going to be doing is speaking to your 85-year-old aunt, who's going to be talking about the things in your family, because we're going to be recording it. And this is this weekend is a Snook Thomas reunion.
Really interesting. When it came to my dad turned 80, of course, many of you know, we all share, we went down to Sacramento, and my girlfriend Karen from Camellia Costumes put together, she's really into, ancestry.com and lineage, and so she scanned a gazillion pictures and put them on this incredible DVD, which then sparked the spark of looking into family history, which at that point I think she's been in touch with two or three descendants, second cousins, third cousins, to find how the lines and how we're connected, and it's just really interesting. So we are going to, I have my great-grandfather was the sheriff of Cortez.
Wow.
Sterling Thomas. And it would be his daughter that I'll be calling later today, and we're going to tape the conversation, so it's digitally recorded out of the studio, and all the information I can have it for record. But going back on that, she had said that still some of the trading post of which he owned and operated out of the Four Corners is still there.
Is that right? I've been up to the Four Corners.
And the printing of the Cortez newspaper is the printing company he started out of Cortez. Anyway, weather today. just so you guys are looking at it, we've got a fabulous, fabulous forecast ahead of us. 7:09 in the morning right now. We're looking at a high today of 93. Mostly clear this evening with a low of around 63. Tomorrow we're coming into about 97. And tomorrow night will be around 61. Wednesday, 96. Again, we have another one of those fabulous weeks where we never get into the triple digits. You know, it's the first time I've been in Reading where we've had this continual, in August, in July, where we've had this continual week long.
Decent weather.
Yes.
Where we haven't been laying there like a lizard panting.
Well, no, we had a great time out in Anselmo's on Saturday night. The music was spectacular. The folks that came out, it was just the most magical night. It wasn't too hot. It was just great.
Your singing was just wonderful. It was fabulous. And thank you to for our listeners that come out there and celebrating anniversaries and their businesses and all this. Some people are coming in from Ireland. I don't think it's just because we were there that you were there that they came, except they did come for the music, so they did come for that. But I don't know if we knew them from before since they lived in Ireland.
No, we don't know them. But okay. They stayed at Angela Weston's B&B.
Yeah, Weston House.
Yeah, she said, come on down, and they were in town for 2 days. Hey, if you want to know about something that happened in history today, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you all, many of us, remember this day in history. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Monday's good music. It's got nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but that's what we're doing.
I don't know. Let's go to Chris. We'll find out. Maybe
7:15 in the morning.
Maybe our Willsburg moment's going to be exciting. Let's find out. Yeah. Chris, what's up?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're about 45 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 143 points at 11,412. The S&P 500 adding 17 points at 1195, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 28 points at 2536. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 165 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 30 cents at $7.49, Nokia up 65 cents at $6.01, while General Electric is up 45 cents at $16.33. Of local interest, PG&E up 58 cents at $40.44. North Valley Bank is up 39 cents at $9.75. And Tri-Counties Bank up 61 cents at $12.36. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is yielding 2.27%, while the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.2%. Oil is up $1.48 a barrel at $86.86. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $7 an ounce at $17.39, while silver's up 39 cents an ounce at $39.37. This is Chris Losondek at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris. Well, you know, it's kind of mixed, you know, but the market is going crazy. How would you like to have been? How would you like to be an investment counselor? Everybody we've talked to, including, you know, the
we know about three.
We know three or four of them, and I tell you what, they're spending a lot of time talking people off the ledge, and you know, here's the market's going back up again. Gold's dropped a little bit. Silver's going back up. I think, my friends, from everything I've heard, silver. Again, need to get some silver going. But anyway, today in history.
Today in history. It came by the thousands. Do we have bump music that you can play while I'm singing this?
What kind of bump music do you need?
The kind we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, just give me a little something from that era.
Oh, I'm sorry, what era?
That's okay.
They came from every corner of the U.S., and many came from other countries. It was a pilgrimage to a farm owned by Max Yasger. Is that right? Yasger?
That's close enough.
In an area of Sullivan County, New York, called Bethel. In a manner of speaking, this was a religious experience. It was a pilgrimage for love and peace, and throughout it all, the music played. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened on this day in 1969. And boy, did that really change. It did change the world. Yeah, a lot of, you know, it was the...
But it was at that cusp of a time when everything was changing, you know.
Hip.
Government was under attack. Vietnam had been, you know, was in some heavy casualties at that time. People were in a sense of rebellion and anger. It's kind of similar to what's going on now.
24 bands came to play on a wooden stage in the middle of a pasture. It was a happening unlike any other before, and probably like none after. 450,000. Now, we're talking 69.
Yeah. And people showed up, had no idea it was going to be this big.
Loving for 3 days. Like, okay, here's a couple of the acts. Jimi Hendrix, Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, Country Joe and Fish. And the Fish, sorry.
And their famous song, which I can't even tell you what the title is.
Yeah, I'm with the Fish. Yeah. Okay, Santa, that's who I'm with, the Fish. Santana, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Jefferson Airplane, Creedence Clearwater Revival, The Who.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, these bands were there. And a lot of them went there at the last second. Their manager, one of them, and I can't remember which one of the big bands it was said, you need to go there. He goes, well, you know, they're not paying anything. He says, you need to go there. This is going to be big. Not realizing how big it was.
There were hippies, bikers, Vietnam War vets, and high school kids and college grads, long-haired and short, young and old, and the whole world watched and joined through the magic of the media.
That's true. That's true. And since then, you know, they made albums out of it, out of Woodstock. They've done documentaries. People's lives changed during that one weekend.
Phrases like, probably for the first time in your household, you're hearing groovy, far out, like, wow, man. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Power to the people, and of course, peace, brother.
Yep. 1969?
I know.
All right.
I remember that was also the year the man landed on the moon. There was a lot going on there, 69.
Yeah. Iowa. Iowa had their straw poll over the weekend.
Their straw poll.
The straw poll on who they like. I didn't realize you had to pay like $30 to get in there and vote. But
really?
17,000 people vote.
And what does that mean?
Well, it just means this is who they would, you know, they're supporting at this time. But it's a big step forward. And Michelle Bachmann won it. Ron Paul finished second. Governor Polente needed a strong showing. He didn't get it. He was a distant third, dropped out. Now, Mitt Romney wasn't in it, you know, wasn't even running. Rick Perry wasn't running. Of course, Sarah Palin, you know, was not running for president. Rick Perry did announce, and that made a new look on what's going on. Meanwhile, before we take our break, President Obama's approval rating has dropped below 40%. Gallup's got him at 39. Real Clear Politics has him at 34. This is those all-time low. And this is probably not the way to be starting out your reelection campaign, below 40%. People are just upset. You know, they're upset with President Obama and the direction he's led the country. Plus, on top of that, as we know, the federal appeals court, struck down the insurance part of the Obama health care plan, which essentially kills it. Because without that health care plan, where it's forcing people from cradle to grave to buy insurance just because you're alive. Okay, let's say that again.
Say it again.
It's forcing you as an American citizen to buy insurance from cradle to grave. Forcing you. The Congress of the United States says we can force you to buy this product. And it's unconstitutional. There's a three-judge panel. Two agreed, all of them. And none of these were the conservatives all appointed by one group. These were appointed by Clinton, one by Bush. One had, you know, one though was, you know, is clearly independent. They said there's something wrong with this. The Congress cannot do this. Now, of course, it's going to fast-track up to the Supreme Court. All right, when we get back, we're going to be talking about a few other things that are going on. What's going on in KIXE? What's going on what's going on with the money they're spending down in Sacramento on their own people, and they won't let us, the taxpayers, know about it? How come there's no transparency there? Well, we're going to talk about that. How come a Democrat is introducing a bill to show the people, to make the assembly show where they're spending the money? Something wrong here. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Is poker your passion? Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 Limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 No Limit Texas Hold'em are just a couple to name. Check out our free tournaments, $500 free roll, and bounty tournaments. You've been asking for it. Now offering horse tournaments and Pot Limit Omaha tournaments. $1,000 guaranteed Thursday. Action starts at 6. For more information, log on to windriver.com or visit the River's Edge.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player in our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 on your dial. Hey, thanks so much for choosing us. Oh, like this. It's one of those things. You wake up in the morning, you throw the coverage back, and oh, do I have to hear Macarena? But you know what? Oh, that's a great way to start a Monday morning. You know, it is what you make it. And 7:25 in the morning again. It's the 15th, so many kids are going back to school today. You're probably in the car driving to work, and, you know, lives go into 2011, the beginning of the school. It starts to change. We know that we're starting, and this is that interim period before we get into fall. I couldn't believe last weekend when we were at a store, they had Christmas stuff out. I was like, don't do that to me.
Can you believe that?
I could hardly breathe. It just made me go, you know.
Well, you know, today, and this is, school is starting. People, kids are on the streets. So what's that mean? Drive slower. Be aware. Kids aren't, you know, they aren't school savvy yet. Some of them may be their first time, you know, walking by themselves. And, you know, when you get into places like when you go up Hartnell, and you cross Hartnell and what's that one? It's Hartnell going up to where over the bridge where the school is.
Yes.
Yeah, that one right there. And there's kids walking along the
before Churn Creek after Bocelli.
Bocelli, right in between there. They're driving up
Parsons
and and there's kids on the side of the street and this is a main thoroughfare and I see people and it says children. It says 25 miles an hour. I'll see people blasting through there with kids on the side of the road. I would hope that the police would put a radar gun there and just catch people. Just catch them by the dozens until people realize that, you know, maybe we should drive slower here. It says 25. It says kids. And you can see them out there. Why you wouldn't drive slower, why you would just ignore this is just purely goes beyond me. Okay, let's talk about what happened here. You know, the there's a gent by the name of Anthony Portendito, and he's a Democrat, and he was hammered by his own party because he voted against the tax spending. And so with that, what the head of the assembly did was they cut off his money. They cut his money off for his office by saying he had overspent. And he said, well, wait a minute. How do I know I've overspent? There's nothing that says in writing that how much we're supposed to spend. He's absolutely correct. There's no transparency in the spending on how much the assembly offices have or how much they spend in their caucuses and their committees. You know, you just know there's millions of dollars spent. So how do we as the taxpayers know how much is being spent? Well, this guy wants to introduce a bill to make the amount known, and he wants to make people vote. He wants the assembly to vote on it out in front, saying this is how much money you make. This is how much money we're going to give you. This is how much money for your office. This is how much money for here. Instead of letting it be used kind of as a bargaining chip or a tool by the head of the assembly or head of their party. And then they did release some of the information, but it wasn't all of it. Even leave some more questions. They're saying, well, look, see, the Republicans get more. Well, you're not releasing all the money. I mean, you're not releasing all the information. And again, it's our money. How come they can't tell us where the money's going? And then when you go on and take this one step further, is, you know, what Brown did, and I'm cheering Governor Brown here, is we used to see people on cell phones. Everybody in the government had a cell phone. He cut those back. People used to use their government cars as their second car in their family. We're seeing that disappear. So at least those things are happening. And by the way, there's also been a bill introduced to refund. When I say refund, put the money back into the veterans' homes. Or how it had been pulled away and been delayed for a year. They've said they've got money now. They're introducing a bill to put that money back into the veterans' home so we can continue on time getting our veterans' home opened. We'll have more about that. Doug LaMoff is going to be on, I believe, this week, and we'll be talking about that. But we'll be talking about that anyway. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the latest on cancer awareness and some of the events that are going on in our community to fight cancer and make people aware of cancer. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio on August the 15th at 7:30 in the morning.
From the Fox Business Network, a round of corporate deals and better-than-expected report from Japan pushing the markets higher in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up 122 points. Meanwhile, President Obama is kicking off his bus tour of the Midwest today. He's starting in Minnesota and will also make stops in Iowa and Illinois. The president is expected to unveil initiatives to help rural communities, but the White House says there's no plan for a major policy speech on the nation's economy. Manufacturing activity in the New York region contracts for a third straight month. The Empire State Index for August unexpectedly fell to a reading of negative 7.72. The estimate was for a reading of zero. And shares of Bank of America getting a boost after announcing plans to exit the international credit card business. The banking giant is selling its Canadian credit card unit to TD Bank. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Prison's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Prison's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Prison's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen.
Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our lines are open here at 530-605-4567. You can go into the chat room. Welcome. And, of course, I would like to introduce to you the guests of our opening segment. Do you have something?
I'm just looking. Okay. I'm just looking around. 65 degrees. You know, it's April 15th.
All
August 15th. I'm just kind of looking around.
I just
want
to make sure that we're on the same page here because, you know, it's Monday.
We've had people calling in that had, we're doing other interviews today, but we're at a different location. So we're just, people are calling in. We're just trying to make sure all that's done. But our guest today,
this morning with us right now, live in the studio, is Sarah Erickson, who is here to tell us about who's with the Lung Affair and to talk about what's going on with the month of Lung Affair, Lung Awareness or
Lung Cancer Awareness Month is in November, but there's also a few more lung cancer things coming up soon within the schools that we're starting our program in September. Now that school's back in session, we're going to start our program for a lung cancer awareness poster so that the kids can participate in that, win a prize, and also be educated on smoking and lung cancer.
Tell us what happens. When you go in and you a poster beyond a poster, what are the messages? Are there there will be different messages that you would share with adults and then different messages you would share with children?
Yeah, typically children, what we're trying to promote is to not start smoking and to how to deal with peer pressure and things like that. And obviously the biggest cure for lung cancer is prevention. And if we can prevent that at an early age, that's obviously the best thing that we can do.
And how does one go about screening for? Do they do a chest x-ray first? Or?
The biggest thing that we try to do is screening right now just because of the rules and regulations by the FDA. If you have a smoking history, exposure to asbestos or radon, the best thing to do is talk to your doctor. And if he thinks that you are a candidate, the standard screening right now is a chest x-ray, but we all know from a recent study done that it's not that effective.
Well, you're here. You've arrived today in your scrubs. Tell us about you.
I work for Pace Cancer Center. I've been there 4 years, and I get to see this every day and looking at these patients that are, 50, 60 years old saying, I wish I'd never done this is really devastating, and it's heart-wrenching. And if there's something we can do to prevent these things, that's obviously the first step in a cure.
And what do you do on a daily basis?
We give chemotherapy, we do biopsies, and then we treat the patient as a whole, whether they need medication, support, counseling, anything like that.
Breast cancer is breast cancer awareness. I know they've got a lot of different things happening next month.
Yeah, in October actually is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they actually do have an event coming up on August 28th, the Making Strides Walk for Breast Cancer. It's a 5K walk, and it's down at the Sundial Bridge.
Right. Okay, and do you know anything about that besides the fact that it's going to happen that day?
Not a whole lot. They came in the office the other day and gave us some flyers, but it's definitely if you want to.
I think we're having them on here soon.
Okay, if you want to donate, you can get on to American Cancer Society and click on the link. Yeah.
Well, what are your statistics now, let's say in the last 5 years, and not to put you on the spot, but I mean just in the North State with lung cancer, is there a rise in it?
I think there's actually a small decline. It's been pretty high. Lung cancer is still the number one killer of all cancers, but there's been a slight decline with some of the education. But with the budget cuts and everything in the schools, these programs aren't available anymore. And even in the healthcare field, you see your doctor less, you get less screenings, less things like that.
Well, that's going to continue to happen as long as you keep cutting the salaries of doctors.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
They're going to find other things to do. They're going to go work for a hospital. They're going to work someplace else. But when they're getting almost the same amount of money as they did 10 years ago or 12 years ago, and yet the cost of everything are going straight up, they can't continue to do that. You're not going to be able to have the best and brightest getting into the medical field.
Exactly. Nobody wants to get into the medical field anymore. And the doctors that are here, we can see in our own community, we have lost several physicians over the last just year because they can't afford to be in business. And they're not even doctors anymore. It's the insurance companies that dictate what these doctors can and can't do.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to hone in on, you know, we always are at this point where what can we do about this now?
Yes.
Okay. And rather than it's great to have statistics and all that other stuff in a blanket, but let's come back and get into what we can do as a community to help with, you know, our awareness right now. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:43 in the morning, August the 15th. It's 65 degrees out there, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. The chat room's up in a little bit of an uproar there. We don't use language like that. And you know what? It's, you know, people's emotions run high, but we don't do that. It's, we're civil. You know, if nothing else in the world, we can be civil.
We can be civil.
We don't have to be rich. We don't have to do any of that. We don't even have to like people. We don't have to. We don't have to like their opinions.
And I know this person.
And we don't have to like what they say.
And I know.
We don't have to like what they stand for. We don't have to agree with that. I'm gonna finish this word.
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna keep talking.
Yeah.
But we can be civil with people. And if we're not civil, then we've lost that part, and we refuse to do that. We'll just ban people out of the chat room. And that's just the way it is. If you're not civil, bye. I don't need it. You're not paying me to put you on the air so you'd be rude to everybody.
The other thing is along with, yes, along with the thought that, Carl, is, you know, most of the people that are on our chat room are very intelligent people, and we know that you have words that are better words than what you're putting in there. You have intelligent words. In fact, teach me the words. I want to go look them up. Those words I know quite well, and they're just not accepted. Thank you very much. Sarah Erickson, let's just go right to, you know, we really try to do here on KCNR. It's kind of our, it is... in our mission statement that we serve the community, that we do something each day that tells our community. Because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and the market's up and down, and all these things that can feel like we're in trying times. But one of the things that we can be in control of is ourselves and our intentions, and we really try to work with our health. And so we welcome you back to the program, and you're here to tell us about an event that's going on here in the North State, and the dates. We want to hear dates, time, place, and when, and why.
We have a lung cancer awareness event coming up November 5th at the Riverview Country Club. It is a a fundraiser dinner for our foundation, which our main concentrations are to promote lung cancer awareness, provide education to young kids, and also provide screenings for patients that couldn't otherwise get them, whether they're uninsured or underinsured.
So the event at Riverfront, are you going to have a screening room and people go to the dinner, or is it
no,
you're raising money
no,
at the dinner?
No, it's just a fundraiser. It's going to be a dinner, dance, entertainment, raffle prizes, that kind of thing. It's just a fundraiser.
And those funds will go towards?
Towards our screening program, helping lung cancer patients with their treatments, and to help educate young children, middle school, high school, about smoking.
So the event is November 5th.
Yes.
And you're looking for volunteers.
Yes, we're looking for volunteers to help us plan the event and donations. And they can contact either by email or phone. Our phone number is 247-1425, or they can email us at lungaffair@yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's a great thing that you're also doing for the community. For those who are in between insurance.
Yes.
Or having insurance. I know two really good friends that have had their insurance companies drop them, and they're in the interim, and it's, wow, you would never think, how could you? Well, you know, things happen. So we really appreciate, Sarah, that you're doing that you've come on to tell us about the tickets. How much are they? Where did you get them?
The tickets will be on sale here pretty soon. They're going to be about $45 for dinner. And you can either call the phone number 247-1425, or we will be putting out flyers here shortly once we get our committee together.
Well, Sarah Erickson with the Lung Affair, thank you so much for coming on. And again, in November, come back and tell us more about what is going on, and then help with ticket sales.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, it's 7:47 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on as far as the ramifications of the budget. Automatic cuts. Can it change the way that we're able to defend the country, or the way that's, you know, what's going on with China as far as their defense budget? We're also going to be talking about what's happening right here in Reading. Join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
Talk psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals.
I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727. Get away.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Boss, 65 degrees at 7:51 in the morning, August the 15th. Gold's down a little bit, silver's up, stock market's making another rally today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee, which we always need in the morning. Great cold drinks later on in the day as it gets hotter, and they add little shots of protein, little shots of energy powder in that. No, not that kind of energy powder. It's really legal. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state in the cigar store there. Great things they're doing. On the 25th, they're having a cigar event that they're going to be hosting there with Oliva Cigars, who are the experts who are going to be coming in there and talking about what makes a good cigar. They're going to have great prices on them. They're going to have raffle items. It's just going to be a good night right down there on August 25th at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, things have been hitting the paper. We've talked about it a little bit. KIXZ. KIXZ is under Phil Smith, and we have a Phil Smith in here in the chat room, had health problems in his family, not him, he's fine, to help take care of his mother-in-law. The interim general manager is Mike Quinn, and he just took over. Mike Quinn has KLXR here, and they made a point of saying, can you have a for-profit radio station and run a non-profit PBS TV station? And Mike, is a friend of ours. And Mike says, yes, he can do that. You know, he doesn't know how long, you know, he wouldn't mind having the job. He doesn't know how long he'll be in his interim. But the bottom line is that getting KIXE back up, they've lost a lot of membership. They lost that before Phil got there. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he's brought up the membership. I never checked. Numbers aren't available. But we do need to enhance KIXE in the program. So it goes, and I've heard what they've said about going out to 10 counties. That was something that they were beginning, and that we need local programming. Every PBS station looks alike. Have you noticed that? Every PBS station looks alike. You go to Sacramento. You can go to Wilson, North Carolina. You can go to places in Texas. And guess what? You put it on, and you know there's the Antiques Roadshow. There's the BBC News. There's Austin City Limits. There's Opera. And there's all the kid shows. They're all the same. They're all the same. What makes the station different than any other PBS station? Nothing. So what could make it different? Local programming. Let's think about that. Local programming that touches all of the North State. Or just, you know what, just something on, how about Heroes of the North State? Heroes. That doesn't mean military. That means people that do things, people that work and volunteer, or heads of organizations. Like, here's a good example of Fred Salonte, Missing in America Project. He's a hero of the North State because he does so much for veterans. And what about the library fund? The people head up the library fund every year. They work so hard. What about the Asphalt Cowboys? Do they seem like heroes? Well, they raise thousands of dollars for people. Do we do stories on these people? No. Do you know who they are? I mean, really, do you know who they are? Do you know what they do? What about people up in Weaverville? What about things that are affecting people up in Alturas? See, these are things that I think a PBS station should be. The local for-profit stations don't do it. They play it in infomercials because of the cost. Yeah, that's right. Some of these stations play infomercials in the morning. Because they get paid for that. And why? Because there's a bottom line. Well, PBS has a bottom line, too. But they could do it with the fact if they have a lot of people joining. Anyway, and this is not something that's just to, it just seems to me is that that this is, some people, why is this a front-page story? Because it is a front-page story. It can have a huge effect on us. Now.
I just got it out. An email release from our good friend Bonnie Sharp this Saturday night. Speaking of local, they'll be crowning Miss Reading Rodeo, and the public is invited. Social hour begins at 5:30, tri-tip dinner at 10, and reservations are not required. I would like to find out from Bonnie where this is going to be, but maybe she'll call in if she's listening. Bonnie, we love you anyway, so of course as soon as you send in something, I'm going to read it out loud, because you do so much for this community. And coming up also after the 8 o'clock hour, Monty Height is in the house, and of course we love reading his articles, and we're going to get down to the bone and honest about what is going on in the North State. Of course, this guy, he's always got his ear to the ground and everything going on, so we're really happy about that. But again, Bonnie, call in and let us know where that is. But there's five beautiful ladies that are going to be competing for Miss Reading Rodeo, and I hope we get to interview runner-up and winner. The gals that compete for this, it is so intense. This is not just about how cute do I look in a pair of jeans and a cowboy hat. Trust me. The work that they have to do, the interviews they have to do, the horse work they have to do, it's intense.
It was like a 3-day, wasn't it? Like
three
a, they wanted you in there for like
they wanted
two,
to judge.
Yeah, for
3 days,
days
long.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking all day. So I'm not saying it's demanding that way. Must think about what it's like for the contestants. And I like horses.
But not that much.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I'm not an expert on horses. What you need to look for with dressage or with barrel, I don't even know exactly, but they've got to handle their horses a certain way and just their grace and poise. And we've known that every Miss Reading Rodeo that we've met has been so gracious. You would hear
a foul word fall out of her
mouth when she's got on that crown over that hat. Just a class act.
That's right. Okay, well, that's coming up.
That's coming up.
Okay, and like I said, our next hour, Monty Height will be coming in here. We'll be talking laws and just, what's going on in the with our traffic, and how can we avoid a ticket now and then, besides not just racing down the road at 123 miles an hour. No, I haven't been caught doing 123 miles an hour. And we've already fought our battles with the traffic photo lights, so we'll work on that one. Now, the last thing is just... As, again, it's hit the papers. Now, I've written about it in the on the blog, Time Under the Helmet, for on rating.com for the Record Searchlight. The potential cuts in our Defense Department could be something that could have long-range effects like we can't believe. It's, you know, the $490 billion they wanted to cut out, you know, they're handling that, but then they're looking at another $500 billion. It would literally change the landscape of the Defense Department. But let's not just say the Defense Department. You could start canceling every one of these programs, and that's exactly what they're talking about. Boeing, with 30,000 jobs on the line, what are they going to do? When they cancel contracts or cut them way back, guess what? Guess who gets cut back? That's right. All the workers. When you start canceling programs or you start cutting back in areas, you know, it's the workers that are going to do it. But I tell you what, let's go to the phone real quick. Bonnie Sharp, we've only got a few seconds.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Where is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. How stupid of me. It's at the rodeo grounds.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, it's $10 for the tri-tip dinner. Like I say, you don't have to have a reservation.
Okay, Bonnie, hang on. We're going to get this when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Carl Lindebot, this is KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It reopened with heads bowed.
Amazed.
The Indiana State Fair restarted with a memorial this morning to the five killed in Saturday night's stage collapse.
We pray that you bring comfort and strength to the families of the victims of the tragedy.
Powerful wind ahead of a storm is being blamed for the collapse in Indianapolis. Governor Mitch Daniels calls it a fluke.
Concentrated at just the wrong place at just the wrong time.
President Obama is flying to Minnesota, where he'll hop a bus and start a three-day, three-state campaign swing. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Cannon Falls.
Dave, they stake their places out early in this town of 4,200.
It's a one-in-a-lifetime thing.
We hope we might get a glimpse of them. We didn't get tickets.
Those tickets get people into a town hall meeting where the president will talk about jobs and the economy. Ray Wynn says some businesses have closed in this town, but he says of the president's job performance...
I think he's doing all he can. He's up against... He's got a hard road.
A group of Republicans and Tea Party members are welcoming the president to Cannon Falls, but ask, where are the jobs? Dave?
Jennifer, the president is taking the spotlight away from his Republican rivals, including the newest candidate in the race, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, that's Rick Perry, who's hitting the Iowa State Fair today, then heading to Eastern Iowa tomorrow. His message to the man whose job he wants?
Mr. President, set the people free.
Perry tells Fox News he'll travel the U.S. to help pass a balanced budget amendment, but in the meantime, he wouldn't hesitate to veto big budget bills.
I'm not going to Washington, D.C. To be most popular. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to try to save this country.
Meanwhile, Iowa straw poll winner Michelle Bachmann heads to South Carolina, Dave.
Rich, another triple-digit jump on Wall Street. The Dow rallying up 140 points. A woman is presumed dead at Niagara Falls, swept down them on the Canadian side. Police say she climbed onto a railing near the edge of the river leading to the falls last night, lost her footing, and fell in. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Ever hear of Bethany Hamilton? By age 13, she was a world-class surfer. That was before a shark, without warning, appeared and bit off her entire left arm. The loss of blood almost killed her. Isn't that a clue to take up a new sport on land? Not for Bethany. She loved surfing. What's more, she believed God's purpose in her life trumped even the loss of her arm. In 3 weeks, she was back in the water, on the board, rebalancing her return to world-class competition. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge with a word about setbacks. Surprise and disappointment come to us all. Bethany reminds us that no setback outlasts a tough mindset. It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
It is quieter across Britain, but with 1,400 rioters and looters charged and more to come, the Prime Minister wants a change in culture. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklyn live in London.
A culture which the Prime Minister describes as...
children without fathers, schools without discipline, reward without effort.
David Cameron pledging to fix that. The four nights of looting, theft and arson here giving him a mandate, he says, to confront uncomfortable truths.
We have too often avoided saying what needs to be said about everything, from marriage to welfare to common courtesy.
Streets here in England are quiet now. Cameron is speaking with former New York and LA Police Chief Bill Bratton. One police union here saying Britain does not need to adopt US-style policing, but Cameron dismissing that, saying Americans probably have good answers.
It's right to learn from them, to listen to them, and to see what they have to offer.
Dave.
Alistair, Egypt's ousted president back in court on a bed in a cage.
Gamal Mohamed Hosni.
Then Hosni Mubarak's trial was adjourned until September. He's charged with ordering Egyptian protesters be killed trying to quell the uprising. In Libya, Muammar Gaddafi speaks out.
Colonel Gaddafi telling his supporters in a speech made over the telephone to pick up your weapons, go to the fight for liberating Libya inch by inch from the traitors and from NATO. It's the first public address by Gaddafi since Ramadan started 2 weeks ago. It also comes as rebel fighters moving from the western mountains towards the capital Tripoli have made the most significant gains in months. Gaddafi also saying to get ready for the fight and that the blood of martyrs is fuel for the battlefield, predicting a swift end for the rats and the colonizers, referring to the rebels and NATO. Courtney Peely, Fox News Radio.
They are mooring the boats and putting up storm shutters in Bermuda as Tropical Storm Gert gets closer.
We don't expect Gert to actually pass over, at least the center of the storm, to pass over Bermuda.
Dennis Feltkin of the National Hurricane Center says Gert is not a threat to the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here, and we carried Bonnie over from the last hour. We're going to start again for many of you in the chat pack room. Thank you, 1460. KCNR1460.com. Our chat room is flying. And let's get to Bonnie on the phone. Good morning and welcome back. Let's hear about Miss Reading Rodeo again. Give us the details.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, we're very excited. We have five beautiful, very talented ladies competing this year for the title of Miss Reading Rodeo 2012. So the pageant will be held this coming Saturday at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with a delicious tri-tip dinner cooked by the Rodeo Association. It's only $10 per person. Reservations are not required. We'd love to have you there. Social hour begins at 5:30. The girls start competing once again on Saturday. They've done the horsemanship, and we've had the social hour. Now this is the big, big, big thing. And as we've said in the past, the horsemanship winner, the one of the horsemanship competition, if we have a tie, the one that won that will be Miss Reading Rodeo. However, I don't know. It's going to be so close this year because they're all so good and so lovely and very, very worthy of the title. So it's going to be an exciting evening, and we sure would love to share it with the community.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. Thank you so much for all that you've done for our community as well. So our pleasure here on KCNR to put out the information about Miss Reading Rodeo. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to line two. Elizabeth, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Good. How are you doing? You were on vacation, weren't you?
I was on vacation for 2 weeks. My husband and I logged 3,200 miles.
Ooh.
On?
A road trip.
Wow. Ooh. Where'd you go?
Colorado, Idaho, and Washington.
Oh.
It was fabulous.
It took your time, too, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah.
We were gone 2 weeks.
Not us. We're going to drive 8 hours to the state prison for a family reunion this Friday, and then drive 8 hours back on Sunday.
I didn't realize Tehachapi had a state prison until somebody said, what are you doing at Tehachapi?
Well, it's a family reunion when we said, and they all looked at us really strange. So we've got Monty Hyde here today. We're just going to have Monty just tell everybody what our car looks like, and let the patrolman maybe just escort us down there with red lights flashing so we can get down there in 7 hours.
Well, that's hilarious.
Elizabeth, you always call in on Mondays to talk about what's happening tonight at the Tea Party meeting.
Yes. Tonight we are going to be doing sort of a roundtable discussion among our volunteers talking about the upcoming elections, strategies for voter registration, getting the word out about different candidates. I mean, I know that the election isn't until next year, but it's already starting. And education is the key. So we're going to be strategizing on next year's elections, because you can never start too early. And we're a very proactive group as far as action groups. So we're going to be talking about our action groups and ideas for creating some new ones. It's a really good time for people to come out and get to know all of the folks that join us on Monday nights. It's an excellent opportunity. We always meet at the Bonneville Baptist Church. That's at 2570 South Bonneville Road, 6 o'clock every Monday night. And I did want to point out one thing that we're going to be working on, and that is SB 48. And if your listeners are not familiar with that particular Senate bill in the state of California, Jerry Brown signed it into law probably a month or so ago, and that is the law that mandates that teachers instruct children starting in kindergarten all the way up on the history of different people throughout history in terms of their sexual orientation. So they'll be mandated to instruct them on transgender, homosexuality, you know, that type of thing, from different historical figures.
And, you know, will they also mention that George Washington was a heterosexual and that George Patton was a heterosexual? And, if they don't, then that's a lawsuit waiting to be happening. Because if you're going to teach one, you should be teaching the other.
Well, yes, discrimination. So, and there has been quite a bit of backlash on SB 48. There will be a huge movement to get that repealed, so look very soon for petitions to be signed. We're actually distributing petitions in the churches in the Reading area. For instance, Little Country Church has thousands of members. They're back to having four services a day, or on Sundays, four different services, and so we'll be distributing petitions for people to sign there. But it, you know, the problem with this particular law is that parents have no opt-out. It's mandated by state law that their children be instructed from the age of five on up, and parents have absolutely no say.
I think that the school districts have something to say in when they start it. I had somebody on the other day, and I think it was from UPREP. I think, mm-hmm. but I'm not. It may have been somebody else I talked to in the school system that said they at least will have sometimes when they can start it. Anyway, okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you. So 6 o'clock tonight.
You got it. Okay.
Thanks
a lot.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Okay, I think we've got who we got on the phone right now, Bob. Before we take a break,
we have Wells Fargo on the phone. I was just getting them on for their hourly report here,
Carl. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's bring them on for their minute report, and then we're going to take a break and come up. Coming back, Monty Height.
Okay, Wells Fargo, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading, and the markets remain in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 130 points at 11,399. The S&P 500 adding 15 points at 1193, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 22 points at 2530. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 289 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 16 cents at $15.83, Intel up 7 cents at $20.71, Microsoft adding 18 cents at $25.27, and Apple up $5.84 at $382.76. Of local interest, PG&E up 78 cents at $40.63, Safeway's adding 9 cents at $18.17, and North Valley Bank up 39 cents at $9.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.26%, the 2-year Treasury 0.2. Oil's up $1.61 a barrel at $86.99, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $5 an ounce at $1,740, while silver's up 59 cents at $39.57 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Money. Hey.
Good morning.
Say it again.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to be right back with Money Heights.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m.
For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Chester County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:15 in the morning. It's August the 15th. It's Carl and Linda Vaught, 530-605-4567. We're chatting and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lay at 1751 Hartnell Avenue. 223-2325. He's been around here for years. He has been here, has his own lab. He does great work. He is our doctor of choice when it comes to our eyes. He takes it personally. His people are well trained. They are friendly. They have glasses for the whole family, progressive lenses, which Linda has learned and is learning how to use.
Learning how.
Insurance. Why don't you talk to him? He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. That's Dr. Joseph Leah, 223-2325.
Well, we want to welcome to the show, Monty Hite. I'm sorry, but in your iPhone here, you've got... we have so many things. That, thank God we've got the morning to talk about it.
That's right.
But I'm looking at buffalo hides.
Yeah, well, actually, that one's a steer hide there. That first one I showed you is buffalo hide.
Okay.
But my family raises
that's wine.
Cattle, and yeah, that's
after sorry, I don't want to get into something I shouldn't say.
Well, no, that was the Naked Wine Company up in Hill City, South Dakota.
So you went to Sturgis. You say you just got back from Sturgis.
Yeah, I just got back from this couple days
ago. I'm envious.
And then you said that you brought back a trailer that your family we got into buffaloes and hides. How did we go there? I'm curious.
No, they've raised buffaloes for, had the largest herd west of the Missouri for forever.
Your parents did?
My uncle.
Oh,
my,
your uncle did.
Yeah,
okay.
My father's been, he was kidnapped and murdered, which is leads me to that other book story, which I'll go later.
Well, that'll be later on in the show.
That's a whole long other different story. But
let's start all over again. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Monty.
What?
Morning.
Hey, Monty, how you're going? I know that name sounds familiar. Why is that? Because Monty writes a column every week, every Sunday. It's for the Record Searchlight, and it's about...
It's just cop talk.
It's cop talk. And tell us who you are and what your background is, Monty.
Well, actually, you know, like I said, I'm from South Dakota. I went to high school in Antioch, California, though, and I graduated from San Francisco State and did my tour in the Air Force, which is almost part of the military. I know. For those folks that are
it's a thing about adult leadership.
I went to the work for the California Highway Patrol in 1978. Did my time down in East LA and San Francisco and Oakland and Contra Costa and Fresno. And 1989, they had an opening for an undercover officer up here for investigative services. And I got the position. I got married just prior to that, and I had one young son. So I thought Fresno is not, no offense to those folks from Fresno, but it's not the best place to raise children when they're
You can
little.
Offend anybody you want, Monty. We do.
So I got a chance to come up here, and I worked 10 years as an undercover officer here from 89 to 99. Then I went back to the area field and became the public information officer for Redding area, which I had a really good time. I had an opportunity to meet all of the folks here in town and all the media and everything, and then I went forward to back to the road for my last year and retired.
There you are.
That's it. Simple.
We're going to get back on time here. We're going to take a quick break, and that gives us some time to talk about. Now, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, you know, the Buffaloes, but also your columns, you know, some things that are going on that way, and then a project you've got that, you know, frankly, I'm excited about it because after you told me about it and things that can happen that way. And, of course, the Buffalo. I can't wait to hear about this one. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:20 in the morning, August the 15th. It's 71 degrees out there. It's going up to 93. Join us after these messages.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Prison's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Prison's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Prison's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Health Clinic, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting on KCNR 1460.
Looking at 72 degrees right now, but we're going to get today to around 93 degrees, mostly clear tonight with, we're getting it down to about 63. And tomorrow, high of the temperatures are going to get up to about 97 and low 61. Again, we have a beautiful week of temperatures that are going to be in the 90s. And the weather is always brought to you by Insalmo Vineyards. We had a fabulous weekend out there with, of course, Chef John Stadelli's wonderful creations, and good friends that came out and celebrated their anniversaries and special events. And there's music week every Saturday night, so check it out. And in Insalmo Vineyards, there you go. Our guest this morning. And we just, you know, there's so much great stuff that happens at the break, you know, and is Monty Height. Welcome back to the program.
And you know what happens is the chat room is really exciting, too. But, you know, we start talking, blows by. Now, a question from one of our our listeners and chatters here before we get into the other stuff. If you are a retired California Highway Patrolman.
Correct.
You write this column every week. So if he quotes this in the courtroom, when he has to go there for a traffic case, will they laugh him out of the courtroom, or will they say, "Hey, I read it right here. Monty Height said it."
You know, and that doesn't mean that it's gospel, but I do know that a couple of the judges there, I happen to know personally, and the commissioner, and they have said that it's been quoted several times, and for the very most part, everything is very accurate. And so I'm not saying they take judicial notice just because I have no authority for anything other than I try to get the facts across and put them in such a way that they make sense to the folks other than the guy that's writing them the ticket, so they cannot understand the other side of it. So, yes, people have said, you know what, well, Monty said, and usually that's because that's what the law is. And as far as intent goes, then that's up to the court to make that determination, what the intent is behind it. But
so they won't just laugh him out of the courtroom.
But not so far. But that's not okay to say that it won't change.
I don't think anything's going to change with the red light. We're going to go again about the red light cameras. Oh.
That'll never change, honey. Maybe that might someday.
Well, those red, because I had the opportunity to work with the red light camera program too with Redding Police Department, and all of the issues that have been addressed in Southern California and the Bay Area, where they're taking the cameras out and they're doing all these different things, they're doing that because they did not take all the steps that the city of Redding did when we installed our cameras here. There were so many things in engineering and all the maintenance and all of the different things, because the vehicle code is real specific, and it says, yes, you can do that. And you can do that, and you don't have to be a sworn officer, because at the time, the three officers, the three retired folks that are doing that right now are from Redding PD, and none of them are sworn officers. They had been, but they're not. And it says you can do that. And the law allows you to do these things, and you can testify to facts that you didn't stand there on the corner and see this happen. You actually saw a video, and it was several days later, and you saw pictures, and you went through the process, and this is how you established it, and this is how it works. And if you do all those things, you cross your T's and dot your I's, you can do that. And the whole purpose of that camera program was to reduce the number of collisions that occur at these specific intersections. And to this point, and it's never been a revenue-generating operation. It does not generate any revenue to a point where it generates revenue, but it's just enough to pay for the program. That's all it does.
Well, I understand that each one of those lights are cost. well, the company gets $6,000 per light.
Per approach, and that's red flex.
Wait a minute, you said per approach?
Per approach.
So that's four approaches?
Well, there's not necessarily always four approaches at every intersection.
Let's just say, though, let's just say they've got them on all four corners.
So that would be $24,000.
Per light?
Per month.
Per light per month. I thought it was just $6,000 per light.
It's per approach, per camera.
There's okay, so they have three cameras there, $18,000. So do they ever make their money on this? They pull them.
Well, they took mine.
Well, what it does is in the contract, there are times when we're not going to make as much money as what they charge us for. And so that's all built into the contract. So they said, if we're charging you $6,000 and you only made $4,500, then we'll take that and call it good and kind of catch up at the end of it all. But so, like I said, it's not something that the city of Reading is generating a lot of revenue with.
Right.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to go over besides red light stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, should we take this call?
Well, John, if you don't mind waiting, we just got a couple minutes. I got a feeling it's going to take a little bit longer for you. So if you just don't mind waiting through to the other side, we'll keep one more thing here with Monty, and then we'll take our break, and then you can have the first shot on the other side. Okay, Monty, so I know we've talked about the red lights ad nauseum, but this was a new bit of information for me. So it could be $18,000 to $24,000 per light, and so this is, and none of this money stays here in town.
Well, part of the court funds, when the fees get distributed, there's a portion of that that always goes to the city in which it included. But it does. It's not if the fine is $471, which is generally the fine, and then it's all distributed out. Is that what yours was, Linda, or close to it?
$525 before traffic court, which I haven't gone to yet.
Well, traffic's going.
I have to figure out how to do that. Am I going to go in person or do it online?
You know what happens if they kind of look at your previous driving record? That probably
zero.
Zero.
No, no.
Oh,
it was, right? She said that.
No,
she
I have
said,
no. I have nothing.
She said there was. She says you have absolutely nothing.
I went before. I did. I felt like I needed to take.
Did you get a chance to look at the video? And
yes.
And were you?
And I was guilty.
And there you go.
Yeah, but there should be some kind of something.
I did a Hollywood
that,
roll.
A right turn.
Yeah.
A right turn going through a right turn at 6:30. The morning, there's nothing out there.
I did a Hollywood roll.
It's different than somebody blown through a stoplight.
Well,
that to me is there.
Well,
there is. I mean,
and there's discretion used with the three officers, and I can't go into the specifics as to what they are.
I've been told that they let 50% off.
Oh well,
that they see. I don't know.
It's
if that's
done.
True.
It's a done deal.
Anyway, it's done.
Anyway.
Okay, and yeah. We're not going to talk anymore about it. It just gets me started.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back.
We have so many wonderful things
right.
That.
Monty Hyde's our guest. We want to talk about his column. We've got callers on the other end. We want to talk about your book, too.
Yes.
I think that's really exciting. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Free Fire Radio. It's 8:30 in the morning, August the 15th at 72 degrees.
Happy to have you here.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. Fresh off his Saturday announcement that he's running for president, Texas Governor Rick Perry hitting the campaign trail in Iowa at the Iowa State Fair.
I'm not going to Washington, D.C. To be most popular. I'm going to Washington, D.C. to try to save this country.
Perry also telling Fox News he would travel around the country if elected to help pass a balanced budget amendment and wouldn't hesitate to veto bills that spend too much. This is Iowa straw poll winner Michelle Bachmann campaigns in South Carolina, the two appearing together at a Republican dinner in Iowa last night. Shell estimating 1,300 barrels of oil has leaked into the North Sea off Scotland's coast. The company saying the spill, which began last week, covers an area of about 19 miles by 3 miles.
A leaky pipe is suspected at one of Shell's offshore rigs. But environmental estimates show the oil will likely disperse before reaching the shore.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin, Fox News. We report, you decide.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what gun owners
Congress of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Redding Dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Carl's really involved in the chat room this morning. Let's get out of there.
He's talking about how do you get out of a ticket. Drive a convertible, wear a low cut blouse, and lean over to get your car insurance. And I go, you know what? It didn't work for me. Anyway, hey, our guest is Monty Hite. Wait, welcome back, Monty. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Take a step back into time. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? This is a great place to get your hair cut and just to have a great conversation there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Been there a long time, and it's going to be there a long time.
They need a buffalo hide down there, it sounds like.
They need a buffalo. You know what? They do. They've got everything else up on the wall. Our guest is Monty Hite, and is retired California Highway Patrolman. He writes a column for the Record Searchlight. We've been talking about, and he rides his bike. He's got a bike. He just got back from Sturgis. And we got John on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, the fabulous functional triumvirate of KCNR, Linda, Carl, and Bob. And hi, Monty, how you doing?
Hey, morning, John.
Hey, first of all, I want you to know I really enjoy your column. I read it all the time, and it is both entertaining and functional. I really do enjoy it.
Well, thank you, sir.
All of that being said, I do disagree about the red light thing, and for various reasons, but I really am offended by the money that's leaving the community going to Arizona to red flags. It's, minimally, they're getting $250,000 a year off the top. And then anything that is a portion of the fines beyond that, they get a percentage of as well. I find this offensive. I find it wrong. I think the money should be staying in Redding. I think to take money out of this economy at this time is just ridiculous. Now, that being said, I mean, certainly they say that it has improved the statistics in regards to the number of accidents at stoplights and whatnot. But again, that takes money out of the community, too. Our body shops need work. Okay, now that's a little...
Well, if that's the case, let's just go out with a hammer and go down through, go to Shasta Mall and just...
I am, however, offended by that money leaving the community, especially in that volume at this time in our community's problem, economic problems. Now, there was a question in the chat room that fascinated me. Do they use the red light photos at all for other crime references or review for things that might have happened at that intersection at that particular time? Do they review that in regards to that? Do you know, Monty?
Yes, it has been used in it, when there regards maybe there was a pursuit, maybe there was a be on the lookout, a bolo for a certain specific vehicle, or they're trying to tie someone to a location at a specific time, then many times that's been utilized, and it's been very positive.
That makes it somewhat worthwhile. But
yes.
Again, like I said, I'm...
Well, that's a... you know,
takes
what?
Out the pain just a bit.
Yeah, it does, but I'm still...
Is that legal?
...by the money leaving the community. Well, we need it.
No, let's go back to
the... Yeah, but let's catch the thieves.
Let's go back to the cameras.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing...
Is it legal?
Well, absolutely. It's the same thing that when they're checking somebody that's robbed, they just strong-arm somebody at an ATM. They're using the bike camera there.
Right.
They're using, whenever there's a camera in a surveillance situation, that maybe that somebody drove off with fuel, and there's a camera at the 7-Eleven, and they use those, everything.
You know, and I understand that, Monty, and please, I don't want to get up too off on this tangent, because in London, there's very, very few places that you can go to in the entire city of London that you're not on a camera. We have not reached that point yet. So if people are just walking down the street...
Las Vegas.
Close in New York, too.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. But I'm just... All right. And because you've won, you don't have enough policemen to cover the entire area. We all know that. So there's... If you're just walking down the street, these cameras are on all the time? Or don't they just have to...
The cameras are only triggered...
Because something goes through, right?
There has to be something that actuates the whole system, and it's usually a vehicle.
Okay. Do we have cameras in Reading that are just set up out there?
Just for surveillance purposes? No. We have cameras at most of our intersections. They're not red light cameras.
Right.
And those cameras are used, and they don't record. All they're doing is constantly playing so that they can actuate our systems. Remember, you used to have little strips in the road or magnetic fields in the road.
Up on top.
Yeah, now they have the cameras up there. So you can have 18 bad guys drive through there, and nobody's going to know about it because
it's not recorded. No record of it.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that was a good question, and that, you know, chat room runs so fast that if we're not looking at it right then, we don't we won't catch it. So thanks, John.
Can I ask Monty a last question?
Sure.
To get off?
Then we can go for a break.
Okay. Monty, driving down the freeway, I especially from here down to Sacramento, it is two lanes in various places, three lanes in others, but invariably when it's two lanes and there's two trucks in the slow lane and you're going along on cruise control at 70, one of them is going to pull out in front of you.
At 55.
Even if there's nobody behind you or nobody in front of you for 100 miles, they're going to pull out in front of you. Did you observe that when you were on patrol?
Actually,
and
I think we're going to...
Did you stop people for it?
We're going to discuss that on the other side of the break.
We
had a Senate bill initiated as a result of that kind of thing, and we're going to talk about that, I think.
Okay, I'm going to bail
on John.
You. Thanks very much. I'll listen to your
answer. But you know what? But Monty, if you saw that happen, would you pull over the truck?
Probably 99% of the time, no.
Okay.
You're not going to. The truck is, and we'll explain the reason.
Okay, all right. We're going to get that on the other side of the break. We want to get to that. This is a big bill about how it could have opened up our highways a little bit, but how other two groups of people didn't like that idea. And then we're going to talk about Monty's book, and that'll be it. Okay, Carl.
All right.
And Linda Bott. And you know what? Just Bob is still playing Woodstock here. There you go, Just Bob. 8:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Dinner tonight. What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice?
choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catius Clay. Do you prefer Catsius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1650.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 8:44 in the morning, August the 15th. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're chatting, and that's what I was laughing about. I was laughing about one of the chat comments in there. Coach Bob pulled over by a highway patrolman. With his hair, long hair, and his beard, and the California Highway Patrol looks at his Ivy League picture on his driver's license and says, "He used to be a good-looking fellow." You know, what are you going to say at that point? Because the guy's sitting there with a ticket in one hand and this and the other. You just go, "Well, thank you very much, sir. May I have another?" You know.
Oh, hey, God.
Our guest is Monty Height.
Currently 74 degrees. And before we took a break, we were talking about some of the bills that have passed. We were talking about, John had called about the trucks. And you've mentioned something about Senate Bill 333. Care to share that with us?
Well, as John mentioned, and probably the vast majority of us folks have ever, if you're traveling to Sacramento or you're anywhere here between here and there, or if you're going down south of Stockton and going down the Grapevine or going down 5 to the Grapevine, you've all experienced that same problem where there's two lanes and you've got, and the current law requires is that trucks are not supposed to exceed 55, which we know that doesn't happen all the time, but it does allow them, and they're required to stay in the far right lane. That's the law. They got to go, can't exceed 55, and they have to stay in the far right lane. The only time they're allowed to move over a lane is if they're moving or passing slower traffic. So what will happen is that there will be a truck that's going maybe 53 miles an hour for whatever reason. He's going 53, and the other truck comes up behind him. And he decides he's going to pull out and pass. Well, the rest of us are all going 70 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, hopefully he doesn't violate somebody's right-of-way by pulling right in front of him. That would be a citation. That would be a violation. That's a no-brainer. But if he pulls out and just starts passing for the next 10 miles it takes him to pass that other vehicle, and you've got traffic all stacked up behind you because physics just works that way. You can't help do anything about it. Eventually he pulls over and everybody drives by and they're all flying high signs at him and honking their horn and they're upset and the pressures are there. So
And I wrote a three-part series on that last June. I wrote the three-part series about all the issues in the laws and all the things. And I ended it by saying I'd like to see that legislation change so that trucks will be allowed in certain areas, not all areas, but I'm specifically north of Woodland on I-5 all the way up through here through Reading, south of Stockton down to the Grapevine, and 505.
Which, by the way, are all wide-open roads.
Wide open. There's nothing.
There's hardly any off-ramps.
I think the average off-ramp up here is every four to seven miles.
And the ones going down to the Grapevine, I mean, is there...
It's not, 26
do people,
miles.
Do people even live out there?
Yeah, it's you know...
Oh, my gosh. So don't have to go to the bathroom
I
there.
I can drop the hammer on my Harley, and I tell you what, I know you did pass me on your Beamer one day at 130. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, go on about this.
So the whole problem... Everybody sees the problem. And so... Senator Lamalfa's office said they would take up the cause and sponsor the bill. So there was Senate Bill 333. He introduced it. He got it through the first committee, but his was kind of limited. You have to negotiate when you're in legislature, and you have to do all these different things. And so they agreed that they would not try to push the part about south of Stockton down to the Grapevine. They just said, well, just focus on I-5 between Woodland and Cottonwood, just that little stretch. Just make it a little temporary thing. Let's see how it works, and we won't let them go 70, which everybody else can go, but we'll allow them to go up to 65. That way, there's only a 5-mile-an-hour difference, and not this 15-mile-an-hour difference. But like anybody else knows, the speed limit 70. We're probably, as regular citizens, we might be going a little bit faster than that, and as truckers, are probably going a little bit faster. So it all kind of balances out. But so we went. I went down to Sacramento a month or so ago. Sat in with the transportation committee. Had a briefing with Senator Lamalfa prior to. We thought we had everything pretty well squared away. And it's one of those things that you're just counting your votes. And this particular transportation committee is chaired by a Democrat out of Long Beach. And the majority of the members on the transportation committee are Democrats.
Well, they are in all committees because.
Yes, because
the Senate and the Assembly and the Governor's Mansion and every other elected office.
And that there lies the problem, unfortunately. I truly believe that there are folks that are Democrats that would really be supportive of this.
I think they would, too.
But just like I don't want to refer to them as sheep or anything, but they just follow the lead sheep
sure.
up there.
No, we can call them that, sheep.
And she said, you know what, she's a little bit opposed to this. And they had opposition from different organizations, but the long and the short of it is that they said, you know what, no, we're not gonna go for this.
What was the main reason? What do you really think was the main reason? Who was really opposing this?
Well, first of all, I have to say the California Highway Patrol was there. They remained neutral. They said they were neutral mm-hmm. on this, but when they presented their points were all negative towards it.
Really?
And they had a captain that came up, said he works there at headquarters. That's his full-time job, is just basically to go in and
make negative comments.
No, they're very good about they try to be very neutral about things,
right.
But and he said, well, he had actually driven up to Reading that day, driven up I-5 and came back and did not see a problem. And then he provided facts that I just was appalled at, because he did say that 27 or 26% of all of the traffic is truck traffic, which I thought that's believable. I can understand that. But then what he did was he told the committee that out of that, 47% of all the crashes that we have up here in these counties involved trucks. And there's just no way that half of all of our crashes up here on the freeway involve trucks. There's just no way. Well, I didn't have the stats in front of me. I only could call them on it and say, I just cannot believe that. Well, the committee took that as factual and saying that, wait a minute, if half of your crashes up there involve big rigs, you know, then why do we want to go faster? To squish people more, you know?
Well, if they ever thought it's because they pull out in front of us and people slam into the back of them, that could be the wreck.
So,
or they drive people off the road.
The biggest the issue is braking distance, and that's very apparent. So.
Well, you've been listening to Monty Hike. Come back. We want to talk about your book. We want to talk about your columns. We'll be right back after these messages on 1460 KCNR.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods.
We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
And now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Rick, I can't go.
If you don't get on that plane, sweetheart, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life.
But what about us, Rick?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have it. We lost it until you came to Casablanca, and we got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you...
And you never will. Yes, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Now, here's looking at you, kid.
Rick, watch out for the plane.
Ouch.
Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Well, I
won't. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Monty Height, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, on and finest place to get coffee at Espresso Joe's. Greatest walk-in humidor. They do so much for our community, Joe and Shelley. They've been there for decades. They support the veterans. They support people in our community. Veterans get discounts there, but they do so much more for that. People who've been in trouble. People whose homes have burned down. Things you never hear about. Joe and Shelley have helped them in our community. So, Tobacco and Brew, it's more than just a store. It's a part of our fabric of our community. Go down and visit them. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Guest is Monty Height. And Monty, you've got something more than just a column and buffalo hides going here.
You got some really exciting news.
Well, I hope it is. I hope it will be. You know, I've written the columns now for 3 years, and every occasionally I'll put in a story. Necessarily, it's not a public safety thing. It's just kind of, and usually it's a story about something that happened to me while I was working, and it's intended to have a little humor, but it's intended to do different things. And I get a lot of folks that send me emails and say, well, we'd like more of those stories. Well, the problem is that the vast majority of my stories are not necessarily appropriate for children, or and there's a little colorful language in some of the stories, so I can't put them in the paper. So it was suggested, I said, well, you ought to think about writing a book. And I had been thinking about it simply because I have a couple incidents in my life in which I thought those are kind of unique and to make it really
colorful.
Yes. And so what happened was, when I was 17 years old, my senior year in high school, and I was getting ready to go away to San Francisco State, my mom comes to me and she tells me, sometimes she tells you, I should have told you a long time ago, I didn't tell you. Lloyd, who I thought was my father, he's an American Indian, and I obviously have no American Indian traits in me, she said, he's not your father. I said, really? And like, you look at the family pictures, and I'm the one blonde-haired, curly-haired guy in there, and everybody else is dark hair and dark complexion. So it didn't bother me. I mean, it was just like, that's why. That's why I always look different. That's why at family I was just different. So unfortunately, October 5th, 1970, my stepfather, Lloyd Young, the Indian, was kidnapped and murdered out at the Wild Isle Inn in Byron, California. It's a long story, but that happened. And then as a result of that, during the memorial service and all the whole thing, I was introduced to my biological father on the telephone, who still lives in South Dakota. So he said, would you like to come back and visit sometime? And so when I graduated my senior year, I went back and I visited him. And it was a kind of a strained relationship, but it went from 1970 to 1982. 1982 comes along, and my biological father is kidnapped and murdered in South Dakota. And so that's kind of the story. There's a story, and tells about this one. And then as a result of, so I'm with the California Highway Patrol in during that time period in the 80s and whatever, and I end up making a DUI stop on an individual. Well, the guy happened to have just been released from prison, and he had been convicted on the kidnapping of my stepfather. So I ended up arresting him for DUI, and there's a whole bunch of different things that took place. And so I was at a convention back in the late 80s and met Joseph Wambaugh. Joseph Wambaugh, a very creative, colorful artist, a writer and
author
and all kinds of
things.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy's done so much. You know,
yes,
the Onion Fields
yes.
And all kinds
everything,
of different things.
Everything.
So I had a chance to talk with him and told him my ideas, and so we started exchanging emails. And so I said, here, what about this? And he gave me the ideas, well, you ought to do this, this, and that, and you need to include all these different other stories to tie things together with the California Highway Patrol. You did 30 years with them. You really should probably tell us on. And so that's where I am, and I'm very close to finishing the whole project.
Oh, Monty.
Well, not to cut you down, because we've only got a couple minutes left. You know, we got to have you back on, Monty, and talk about this, because just the story itself.
Yeah.
Is,
I mean, what are
is
the chances
fantastic.
In life?
Oh, my gosh. And then you pull the guy over.
And the name of the book is called Coincidence.
Wow. Okay. We got about a
There's
minute
a
left.
Than
we
that.
Just, we'd like to thank you for being here, Monty. And we want to have you back on as soon as we can to kind of finish up on this.
Monty, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, thank you guys.
Monty
Height,
our guest.
Red Bluff Little League kids, come on home with your heads held high. There's no heartbreak there.
Yes.
You guys did great. We're proud of you.
Yes.
We are absolutely proud of everything you did. You know, when you see things like, devastated, don't be. You gave it your best shot and you succeeded. You were the best from up here. So we're proud of you.
You put the North State on the map
because
of your excellence.
That's right. Okay, tomorrow. Radio City Councilman Rick Bassetti and our new, according to the redistricting assembly member, Dan Loeb will be on.